Shalom to all. Today's daf is the Ma'at of Samach Aleph. We are starting Samach Amud Beis about three lines up from the bottom with the words from the Mishnah, Shnayim Shabbatzu Karmei and V'chulu, and the Vilna Sursa daf is near the end of Chav Ches Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas, Mars Miriam Sarabas, Yaakov Maisha, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now this is going on the last part of the Mishnah, which was a bit cryptic and we hadn't explained it. So let's just go back to that. The Mishnah told us we have two people, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is a Ma'aser, which means he's a chaver that makes sure to take off Meiser. Shimon's an Amaretz, and they had both taken their own grapes and put them into the same wine press, and after they now have a whole bunch of wine, they split the wine 50-50. So now we're going to quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us, HaMa'aser Ma'aser Es Shalai V'chelkai B'chol Makim Shehu. Now literally this means that the Ma'aser, Reuven, he has to take Ma'aser off of his own and his chelek wherever it is. Now what does that mean? So Gemara tells us, Amar Blazer Blazer says, Drav Meir He. First of all, our Mishnah is Rav Meir. Drav Meir, Amar Rav Meir says, Lei Tiru Limkar Demai El Sitain Bavad. The only one that's allowed to sell Demai is a Sitain, a wholesaler. And Reuven and Shimon are not wholesalers, so they're not allowed to sell each other Demai. Now the way this is being understood right now is that Reuven and Shimon, even though they're technically partners, they're just splitting the wine 50-50, they're still considered to be selling each other the chelek of wine that they're receiving. So how are we understanding the Mishnah? Samach Aleph Amud Aleph on the top, Hu Pasar Lo, he explains the Mishnah as follows. Ma'aser, Ma'aser Shaloi Vadai, the Ma'aser, Reuven, he has to take off Ma'aser from that which he receives as if it's Vadai. V'chelka b'chol makim shehu, Demai. His chelek, wherever it is, has to have Ma'aser taken from it as if it's Demai. Which means that Reuven has to separate Ma'aser for the chelek that Shimon is receiving, but only as if it's Demai. And that's because, as we said, a person is not allowed to sell Demai, and since we're considering Reuven to be selling Shimon his chelek, so he has to make sure to take Ma'aser off of his chelek that he's quote-unquote selling to Shimon. And the reason why the Mishnah is calling it V'chelkai, his chelek, wherever it is, because it's possible that Reuven's selling Shimon his chelek, so that's what we're calling it, chelkai, his chelek. Now, the reason why the chelek that Shimon is receiving is being treated as demai is because maybe it had Ma'aser taken off of it already. Now, Rabbi Yehuda asked the following question. Meicher vadai mitaken demai? You're saying the Meicher Reuven has to take Ma'aser off of that which he's receiving as demai, but when he's being mitaken his friends, you mean he's mitaken what Shimon is receiving only as demai? Why is that? If we're saying that he's really considered selling it to him, and we're assuming that Reuven is selling Shimon his own chelek, so why should it not have Ma'aser taken off of it as if it's Vadai, why only Demai? So Gemara tells us, Ein lecha el kahi de Amar B'yechanon. The only proper explanation is the one that Rabbi Yechanon said, that really divrei ha-kol hi. Our mission is according to everyone, meaning it's not only according to Rav Meir, it's also according to the Rabbanon. And that means that when Reuven and Shimon are splitting this wine, they're not considered like they're selling their portions to each other. And we view it as follows. We look at the portion Reuven's receiving as if he's receiving half of the grapes that he put in and half of the grapes Shimon put in, and Shimon's receiving half of Reuven's grapes and half of his own grapes. And so now we understand the Mishnah differently. HaMa'aser Ma'aser Es Shaloi Vadai. When we say that the Ma'aser Reuven has to take Ma'aser off of his own as Vadai, the Shaloi over here doesn't mean the portion that Reuven's receiving. It means the portion that Reuven put in, and he has half of it and Shimon has half of it. So that portion that Reuven put in has to have Ma'aser taken off of it as Vadai, because Reuven knows that he didn't take Ma'aser off of it yet. His chelek, wherever it is, has Ma'aser taken off of it as if it's demai. What's that referring to? The chetzi chelkai, here's the proper girsa, shebiyadai, mishel chaveroi demai. The half of the chelek that he, Reuven, has in his hand from his friend Shimon, that only has to have Ma'aser taken off it as demai. Because again, half of what Reuven has is his own, and that has to have Ma'aser taken off of it as vadai, whereas the other half that he has is coming from Shimon. And since Shimon's an Ama Aretz, and we know that whatever we receive from an Ama Aretz is considered demai, so that other half that Reuven has only has to have Ma'aser taken off of it as if it's Demai, not as if it's Vadai. Now, the practical difference between these two explanations is that according to the first explanation, Reuven's taking Ma'aser off of everything here. The half that he receives, he's taking off Ma'aser as if it's Vadai, and the half that his friend received, he's separating Ma'aser for that as if it's Demai. Whereas according to this, Reuven's only taking Ma'aser off of three quarters of what's here. He's taking off Ma'aser for his entire portion that he put in as if it's Vadai, and again, half of that is by him, and half of that's by Shimon. Then he only has to take off Ma'aser of the remaining half that he received, but not the remaining half that his friend received, because again, according to this, it's not considered like Reuven selling Shimon his portion, so he wouldn't have to take Ma'aser off of the other half that Shimon received, because that's just Shimon receiving his own part that he put in. Now into Samach Aleph Amud Beis on top with a brand new halacha, halacha vav. The Mishnah tells us, Shnayim shekibul asad barisos, two people sharecropped a field together, and they're going to be splitting the portion that the sharecropper receives. Aisha yarshu, or they inherited a field together, aisha nishtatfu, or they bought a field together, and now they want to split everything. So Reuven's allowed to tell Shimon. It could be that Reuven's a chaver and Shimon's an Ama Aretz. You take the wheat from that part, and I'll take the wheat from this part. Or you take the wine that's over there, and I'll take the wine that's over here. And the reason why this is fine is because since they're splitting the wheat evenly or the wine evenly, it's not considered like they're selling portions to each other, and therefore Reuven gets his portion and Shimon gets his portion, and this is a fine split. Reuven's not allowed to tell Shimon, you take wheat and I'm going to take barley. Or you take the wine and I'll take the oil. Because in this case, it's considered like Reuven is selling Shimon his portion. If this field grew wheat and barley, so technically Reuven deserves half the wheat and half the barley. And now that Reuven's telling Shimon, you take all the wheat and I'll take all the barley, so it's like he's selling Shimon his chelek in the wheat. And he's not allowed to do that without taking Meiser off of it. Now the Mishnah moves on to discuss something similar, but over here we're going to be talking about Tomen Tahara and not Meiser. So the Mishnah tells us, Chavar v'Amaretz Sheyarshu Avim Amaretz. Chavar and Amaretz, their brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and they inherited their father, who's an Amaretz. Yachol Ulaimer Loi, Reuven is allowed to tell Shimon, Tel Atachitim Shema Kempleini, Vani Chitim Shema Kempleini, you take the wheat in that place, and I'll take the wheat in this place. Ata Yahin Shema Kempleini, Vani Yahin Shema Kempleini, you take wine that's over there, I'll take the wine that's over here. Avol Loi Yarmer Loi, Reuven is not allowed to tell Shimon, Tel Atachitim Vani Sa'irim, you take the wheat, and I'll take the barley. And here's the Chiddush, Tel Atahalach Vani Atal Sayavesh, you take that which is moist, that which is wet, and I'll take that which is dry. And why is that? Because something that's wet was already Mokshar Lekabel Toma, and this Tana holds as Usher to cause Toma to something in Eretz Yisrael. And by him giving his Am Aretz brother the produce which is moist, so he's going to cause his Am Aretz brother to touch it and make it Tame, and therefore it's Usher. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with the Gemara talking about a similar case. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.